Owatonna High School senior Grace Wolf with just some super exciting news, committing to St. Cloud State to play hockey, Division I hockey. Boy, this is really cool. How do you feel about all this, Grace?
Well, it's kind of a lot to take in because it's hard for something to set in when if you haven't like played with the girls yet and you really haven't got to be in the environment, but I'm really, really excited for the future. I think it's going to be a great time for me.
So have you put the pen to paper and inked the letter of intent where you can at least explain how that felt and how that kind of works in the overall process of having this sink in?
Yes, I did it, I think, about a week and a half ago, and it was pretty simple to do because you just have to sign it, but it was kind of nerve-wracking because you're like, you're already signing kind of your future, you could say, and I have a lot to look forward to, and I'm ready to see what the future will bring.
How did the opportunity come along, a little bit of the recruiting process and such, to end up with the Huskies?
Well, I think I mentioned it before, but I use the app NCSA, which is Next College Student Athlete, where you can get in touch with coaches through there, and you can add your own personal highlights. So that was one route I used, and then at High Performance, I believe in the summer they saw me, but they didn't reach out at that point. But once I got my film out, then they reached out.
What kind of recruiting was going on during your junior season of playing for OHS? Were there some contacts from coaches? Were some people watching you at that point?
Yes, I had a few. I was in contact with a few D3 coaches, but my ultimate goal was to be Division I. So I was just holding on until I got in contact with the team, and then from there on, I just kept in contact with them, and then here I am now, committed.
So they found out about you through these different processes, and what happens then? Did the coach reach out to you, or how does that work to kind of move that process along when St. Cloud found out about you?
So initially we sent out a message, and then they saw they were interested in me, so they wanted to get to know me more, and so we just set up a phone call a few times, and then after a couple talks, the head coach, I had a long conversation with him about just the athletic program and all the ins and outs of SDSU, and then he offered me a spot, and that's kind of how it went. There wasn't a ton to it because obviously it's limited during this time, so that's basically what happened.
And meeting him would have been kind of on a virtual means then, over the computer or phone?
Yes, sadly, that, and then for Division I, there's still that no-contact rule where you can't actually be in contact with the people that are signing or people you are interested in, because it's just was lengthened this year.
What excites you about the program? What have you found out about it? What excites you?
Well, for one, it's a beautiful campus and a beautiful rink, so I'm really excited about that. And I think this team has a lot of potential in this next few years and the upcoming girls, so I'm really excited to see how they're going to develop. And I think they're more of an upcoming program. Of course, every program is trying to be better and have better players and better systems and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for the future to see their type of play.
When did the prospect of playing college hockey dawn on you as a possibility for you?
Well, it's always been in the back of my mind. I really wasn't focused on it when I was younger, because I think those kids who are way too focused on it when they're younger, it just kind of overconsumes their life, and they get run out and they get tired of it already. So I was just playing balls in U12 and everything, but as soon as I got to high school, I got a lot more serious about it, and I was really analyzing my play to see what I would need to tweak in order to be a Division I player. So I think ever since high school is when it really started to get serious, and I had to really analyze my play and just everything that I do.
Are there some certain things you therefore want to focus on for your upcoming senior season?
I think finishing, because I do rush the puck a lot when I'm able to, and then once in a while I'll just skate myself out of a position that I could have taken advantage of. So finishing would probably be my number one, and then I think that's one of the only things I really do want to focus and work on.
at St. Cloud, will your style, and maybe this is too early to know, where that's going to be heading, but the style of play that you have played at high school, does that, and just your personal approach to things and the way you attack, is that something that will go over to college, or will you have to be a different kind of player in college?
Like you mentioned, it's kind of hard to tell as of now, but they are obviously interested in me because of my style of play. So I'm kind of like a offensive defenseman when I need to be, but otherwise I'm just the solid defenseman back there. But time will tell, of course, and it's going to be a big jump going from high school to college because, you know, girls hockey, they don't, like boys, they don't have juniors or something like that to where you're going to prepare for that higher style of play. But I do really attend hockey during the summer, so if all goes well and COVID is not as bad as it is now in the summer, that style of play will definitely aid me in getting accustomed to the college play.
Talking to Owatonna High School senior Grace Wolf for a couple more minutes. So that jump from high school to college, are there some people you can talk about that with to help in that transition?
Well, Lindsay Macy, of course, she's the Division III coach over at Finlandia. She played at a super high level, and she's an amazing player. So I'll definitely be reaching out to her, but simply just to the coaches. I think an open communication is really important, voicing your concerns or just things you want to simply talk about. So I'll definitely be just talking to them.
What have you done? What could you do over the summer? What have you done leading up to what we hope is, most of a hockey season here soon? What have you been able to do on the ice or in other things to, stay sharp?
Well, I do high performance, which is, I believe, it's around July most of the time. Okay. And then this summer, Dodge County actually held hockey. I think their rules are somewhat different than ours. So I got to go there for the majority of before this season. But otherwise, during the summer, I just shoot and stick handle, and that's what I'm doing now because that's all I can do. I just have a little setup outside, but normally just Dodge County and that high performance I've been great.
What have you enjoyed most so far about high school hockey leading up to this senior season? What's so fun about it?
I think it's just seeing girls develop because now I'm an upperclassman. I've been with these girls for how many years now, seeing them from 12 now to JV to varsity, so that aspect is really cool to me. But also, I know everybody says this, but really the relationships you create are—I don't even know how to explain it—but it's just something that doesn't go away, and you remember them forever. And the experiences of going to away games on the bus, doing our Christmas tournaments we always do—those are just a really good time that one doesn't really forget.
This senior season for you, as we're talking, we're still not sure how it's all going to come together, but I guess everyone just has their collective fingers crossed that you guys are able to play.
Yeah, there's not much more you can do at this point, but I'm hopeful that even if after December we can play a few games in January or something, because, I don't know, my senior year is honestly bad enough being online and not getting to see anybody. At least I could play the sport that I love a few games, maybe.
What are you looking to study at St. Cloud? Have you made a decision on that yet or have some feelings?
Initially, I want to go into forensic science and criminology because they have a really strong program there. But, of course, when people get to college and they start actually studying what they wanted to, that could always change. So, for now, that is what I would like to study.
My phone cut out just a tiny bit. Did you say forensic sciences?
Yes, forensic science or criminology.
Sure. Okay, yep, and I know that school is known for that because my brother went there for that, so I'm very familiar very familiar with St. Cloud in regard to that. Well, very cool. Grace, anything else to share or any other comments to make about this whole process and opportunity that's out there in front of you?
One of the only things I would say is to people who are looking into colleges, definitely get a head start on it because I felt like I was behind the eight ball just finally getting in touch with people my junior year because all of my friends and everything that are from Farmington, from Northfield, they were committing when they were sophomores. Mm. So I just say get ahead of the eight ball and don't get discouraged about it, because it was really hard, honestly, to see all my other friends committing, and here I am doing my best, trying to do everything that I can to get in contact with people. So yeah, I would just say, don't get discouraged, and time will tell, and you'll probably get a good opportunity.
Cool, cool message. Well, Grace, it's so fun to talk to you. Can't wait to see you on the ice as an Owatonna Husky, you know, for a good season here before long, we hope, before watching you as a St. Cloud State Husky a little further down the road. Congratulations on that, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Roy.
All right, Owatonna High School's Grace Wolf on AM 1390 KRFO.